Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hey, it's no wonder I can't sleep at night with the way the world is going. More specifically, the way the country I love and live in is headed. Watching the news and especially listening to the questions and answers that are being asked in the White House with the delivery person from the president. What's her name? Press Secretary Jen Psaki. You can see that she's getting visibly disturbed with the questions and flatly denies our pullout in Afghanistan as being a complete screw-up. Body language, lady, it's a dead giveaway. You don't believe what you're saying. And folks, if you saw the weapons that we negotiated our withdrawal from Afghanistan and the Taliban, put a load in your shorts. And for the benefit of those that haven't heard, here's just a short list. 2,000 armored vehicles, including Humvees and vehicles ranging from Ford Rangers to Toyota pickups, armored security vehicles, now the heavy stuff, 45 U.S. 60 Black Hawk helicopters, scout attack choppers, Eagle drones, 30 military versions of the Cessna, 29 Brazilian-made A Super Tucano ground attack aircraft, hundreds of aircraft total, and at least 600,000 small arms, including M16s, M24 snipers, 50 caliber grenade launchers, mini guns and Gatling guns, ammunition to supply a warehouse for years, howitzers, mortars, thousands of rounds of my favorite, 162 pieces of encrypted military communications gear, air-to-ground rockets, reconnaissance equipment, all kinds of cash, including millions of dollars in U.S. currency, lots of heavy equipment, including bulldozers, backhoes, dump trucks, and excavators. How'd you like to been in the room with that gang making these negotiations with the Taliban so we might get their support of our withdrawal? So one might say, Mike, do you really believe all this crud? To which I would say, if only half of this count is true, I'd say it's way wrong and too much bloodshed and a really botched withdrawal that makes Vietnam look like a kindergarten show. So here we go, with September 11th just around the corner, and my memory of 20 years ago is so vivid when we were all on the same page regarding this crazy sect of religion with their heads so far up their wazoos, we'd take them out with a BB gun if we could. More flags were waving then than ever before. But that vivid memory that I had is not the same for the vast majority of folks who want to look the other way today and forget why we went there in the first place. This has been Mike Jones for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.